Larry Thomas was a struggling actor, and he auditioned for the role of Seinfeld. And as Larry tells Brian Calvert, his agent was surprised, called him and said they want you to come back for a second reading. Anyway, Larry Thomas ended up as the iconic character known as the Soup Nazi, a character so famous that people know what you mean today when you hear the name Soup Nazi. Even if you didn't watch the show, you knew about the character called the Soup Nazi. Larry Thomas is still active, and we're going to get into some of the stuff he's doing in a moment, but I got to welcome him to the John Carlson Show. It's great having you here, Larry Thomas.
Hey, good morning.
So tell me what you were doing at the time to pay the bills while you were struggling to make it as an actor.
I was a bail bondsman.
A bail bondsman?
I had the oddest day job of any actor I've ever known. Yes.
How long were you doing that?
For about 14 years.
Oh, wow. Okay. So you got to know some interesting people.
Yes, I did. I once bailed out a guy on Christmas Day and then the same guy on New Year's Day from two different jails. And sometimes you just post a bond and you leave, and sometimes you have to wait for the guy to come out and sign like a surety agreement. And in this case, I had to wait for this guy, and it was the same guy. And, you know, he comes out both day, the New Year's Day, and he goes like, "Oh man, hey, you're the man, you're the dude. You bailed me out on Christmas." And I'm thinking, I'm bailing out the dumbest guy in the world. You know, if nothing else, I've now met the dumbest guy on the planet Earth.
What was he in for?
I think it was a drug charge both times. So he was obviously selling or using or whatever, but health and safety code is drug charges. And he was just a young man, a good-looking kid, but he just, I had to be the dumbest guy in the world to get arrested on Christmas Day and New Year's Day, you know. It was crazy. But, it was kind of a fun business, and I still had to keep doing it for about the next, after Seinfeld, 95 to two, about the next 7 or 8 years, because, you know, although it caught some attention, it didn't, like, you know, monetize itself. I was still struggling, doing a few guest spots each year, but I certainly couldn't quit my day job, as they say.
Sure, sure. And I should point out, you did it well. You were nominated for an Emmy.
Yes, thank you. That was quite the surprise, to tell you the truth. I didn't even know there was a category for someone who did like one episode of a show. And I found out about it, so I submitted myself. And I think there was about 30 names, and I was one of the five that got the nomination.
Larry, how many episodes a year did you appear in?
What, on Seinfeld?
Yeah.
Well, there was only two. There was the Soup Nazi, which was 1995. And then I was in the finale episode in 1998 with about 40-something other guest stars. I only did two.
Are you serious? I did not know. I thought you were a recurring. I didn't watch the show back when. You know, it was on from, late 80s to the mid-90s. And I was not a regular viewer of Seinfeld. But I thought you were a recurring character. You were just in the two episodes?
Yeah.
Talk about making an impact.
And you know how long I was on my one episode, the Soup Nazi episode? It timed out to 6 minutes. And I know that because I got a videotape of just my scenes. and it timed out to exactly 6 minutes on the dot. So I always call it. Well, I was in the finale for about half a minute, so I always say my 6.5 minutes of fame. It's not my 15. I've still got, like, you know, 7.5 to go or whatever.
I tell you what, let's play a quick clip for our listeners. Not the whole 6 minutes, just a quick clip here.
Medium crab bisque.
I didn't get any bread.
Just forget it, let it go.
Excuse me, I think you forgot my bread.
Bread, $2 extra.
$2, but everyone in front of me got free bread.
You want bread?
Yes, please.
$3!
What?
No soup for you!
You know, the biggest laugh...
Good afternoon.
Mm-hmm. Yes?
The biggest laugh in that scene occurs when... her name was Marcia. She was an extra on the show, and she took the bag away from George and handed him back his money. And that's that last laugh you hear that just seems to go on and on.
Okay.
And she was amazing, and she was just – they added her at the last minute because they had built the soup counter too long for me to step all the way over to the cash register and do the money as well as serve the soup. So they brought her in from the extra pool, and she gets the biggest laugh in the scene. I've been talking about her for years to people. I remember talking to her, and she just said, "No, I'm happy being an extra. I don't want to be an actress."
And, really?
You know, she was brilliant. Her timing was amazing. And 12 years later, I did another thing with Jerry, a Super Bowl commercial, and he asked me, he goes, "Hey, man, I've always wanted to ask you, who was that, the girl that took the bag away from George and handed him the money? I don't remember her casting session." And I go, "There wasn't one, Jerry. She was an extra." And he goes, "What? But she was brilliant." And I said, "Yeah, that's, everybody's been talking about her for years. You know, she was
so
great."
Now, do you stay in contact with Jerry?
Very infrequently. I just did a commercial with him. For Pop-Tarts, for his new movie Unfrosted.
Oh yeah, and which I saw. And do I ever recommend that to listeners? Oh, they would love this movie.
Yeah, it's brilliant. I just watched it a second time last night.
Yes,
I swear it's so. What they did with it was so funny, and you know I knew about it for years because one of the writers on it, in fact, the guy that really had the idea to do it, Spike Ferriston, wrote my episode of Seinfeld. So Spike and I became somewhat friends. And so Spike mentioned it to me during the pandemic that they were going to do this movie about Pop-Tarts. And I laughed and I thought, what a Jerry thing to do, but it was really Spike's idea. And, I don't know what it was. A few months ago, I got this cameo greeting request for a it just said from Kellanova, and I thought that was somebody's name, and it said, "No Pop-Tarts for you, Jerry." That's all they wanted me to say. And I remember my girlfriend looking at it and going, "Isn't that weird? I mean, didn't you tell me that Jerry was making a movie about Pop-Tarts?" And I said, "Yeah, I don't know what they're doing with it, but I said that's a real coincidence." So I did this cameo greeting, and then about 3 weeks ago, I went to New York with a couple of other guest stars, Phil Morris and Ali Wentworth, to be in this Pop-Tart commercial for Jerry. And one of the representatives of Kellogg's shows me this cameo, and she goes, "Remember when you did this for me?" And I went, "For you?" I said, "Wait a minute, what was that for?" And she goes, "Well, that's the Kellogg's company, Kellanova."
Oh, okay.
And she goes, "I had you do that to help convince Jerry to do the Pop-Tart commercial."
Oh, for
heaven's
sake.
And I said, oh, my God, we thought that was real. So I never knew it. And she still has it on her phone, and she showed it to me. And she goes, yeah, I sent this to Jerry as one of the things to for us to convince him to write a Pop-Tart commercial for us.
Again, folks, you've got to see, is it Netflix or?
Yeah.
Yeah, was it Netflix? It is so good. It is so funny. If you grew up in the 60s or 70s, whether you were an adult or especially if you were a kid during that time, you have got to watch Unfrosted on Netflix. It is so funny. And there's so many parts of your life you're going to remember that you had forgotten. Just all sorts of great childhood memories that resurface real quickly. Hey, I've got to ask you, Larry, while we still got you, because my wife and I, particularly my wife, very active in a dog rescue organization, and here you're coming to town in Tacoma to raise money for a cat sanctuary that's being built nearby in Yelm. It's called the All for Meow Cat Sanctuary. Tell me a little bit about it. We got a couple of minutes.
Well, the guy that's building it, Joe Parrington, and his wife, I've known him for years.
Yeah.
And he came up with this idea, and he told me they were building it. And he said, you know, if we do a thing with you at this local soup restaurant called Infinite Soups, we can, you know, raise enough money to finish building this shelter. And I said, great, you know, I'll come up. And so I'm going to spend a day at Infinite Soups from noon to 5, which is in Tacoma.
Yeah.
And
it's going to be this Saturday.
People are going to buy like a package to get an autographed item. And they call them selfies, but really someone else can snap the picture for you, you know, and take a picture together. And then they're going to take the proceeds and finish building the cat shelter.
Oh, cool. Oh, very nice.
I think it's a really great idea. Yes.
Again, that's going to be this Saturday, noon to 5, in Tacoma at Infinite Soups. That's 45 Tacoma Avenue South in Tacoma, of course. Again, that's Infinite Soups.
I think the website is allformeow.com/soupnazi.
Okay. All for the word for all for meow, as in MEOW, meow like a cat. allformeow.com/soupnazi this Saturday, noon to 5, at Infinite Soups, 445 Tacoma Avenue South. Again, 445 Tacoma Avenue South. That's near the stadium district. Information and tickets at allformeow.com. Again, close to Stadium High. allformeow.com/soupnazi for ticket information. Larry, thanks for making the time this morning on the John Carlson Show.
My pleasure. I'm going to watch that show about those dogs.
We will send you the link so you can see it.
Do.
I think you'll enjoy it. It opened the Sun Valley Film Festival.
Cool.
So it's great to see a kindred spirit here helping a good cause. Thanks again for making the time, Larry.
My pleasure.
All right,
see y'all there.
Larry Thomas, the Soup Nazi, going to be in Tacoma this Saturday, noon to 5. Get your picture taken, autograph photo. For more ticket information, allformeow.com/soupnazi.